The Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. I am your host, John Fowler. I hope you're having a great day. And we're talking today about being dead to that. Well, the question is what is that? What are you dead to? As you build your relationship with Jesus, there are things that he's going to ask you to stop doing. And then there's things that he's going to ask you to start doing. It's part of the sanctification process as you walk with Jesus. So there's things that you may have been alive to at one point. It could be gossip. It could be lust. It could be greed. It could be, backbiting, whatever it may be, the things that you did. And then as you mature in your walk, you stop doing those things and you start doing something else. Remember, whatever you feed will flourish. And let me give an example. If you feed the flesh with negativity and the wrong kind of worldly things, then your flesh will grow. But if you continue to feed your spirit and deny the flesh, then you will grow spiritually and God will do big things with you. So let's get into this today. Jesus, I pray you help us today. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. And we give you thanks and praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd like to say good morning to all of our friends in Uganda. Hope you all are doing well today. Those that are listening in Texas and California and also in Florida, like to say hello and thank you all for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. Do me a favor, share, like, and subscribe so that we can get the word out. Here's what we're talking about today. I'm dead to that. So when it talks about worldly desires, the Lord is calling us to surrender those worldly desires and the sins to him. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I don't know how to talk to God about my sins. Talk to him. Tell him what you're struggling with. Tell him areas that you need help in. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to help you to overcome and to get victory in those areas. You cannot do it on your own. I was talking to a guy yesterday who ended up in the hospital because he drank too much. And so as I talked to him, this person said, well, you know, I've quit several times, but I just start back. And I said, you know, you're going to have to rely on Jesus to be able to help you with that. And so, you know, some people that I've talked to, Jesus totally delivered them from alcohol. And then there's other people that they got free of it, but then it came back. And so you have to be careful. So the act of surrender is an essential step to your spiritual journey. It'll help you to break free from the chains that are binding you up in this world. And so it's very important that you do that. So, and we all have to do it. I mean, it's all part of the lifestyle of walking with Jesus. The transformation through Christ will happen when we truly surrender our desires to God. He'll transform us as we surrender things. The things that once held power over us will lose their grip, and then we will become dead to them, finding a new life in Christ. Man, I tell you, it's just exciting to know that a person doesn't have to be bound, but they can be free. And as God transforms us, the things that once held power over us, it loses its grip. It's time for you to let go of the things that are causing you to not be what God wants you to be. Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 11. This is always a great one. It says, likewise reckon. That was written in West Virginia, because that's a good West Virginia word. I reckon. You coming over today? I reckon. Okay, likewise reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive through God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So this verse shows us the necessary steps on dying to sin and living for God. It highlights the transformation power that God has as we surrender to him. Let me tell you something. People can say it's not easy, but whatever you shed light on, whatever you expose to the light, God can do something big with. You know, if you continue to hide it in darkness, whatever you're dealing with, if you continue to hide those things, they will eat you up inside. But when you expose it, when you shed light on it and give it to Jesus, then he can free you of it. So we need to be dead to sin and alive to Christ. So overcoming different things, such as greed, it's a powerful force that tries to dominate your life. And so Christ can overcome it. Through the blood of Calvary, you are an overcomer. That's what the Word of God tells us. So you focus on God and trust in him, and then he'll help you. You know, unbelief is when we don't think that God can do it. Do you have unbelief? Do you have belief to know that he's going to help you? You look at greed, you look at lust. Lust leads to spiritual decay and separation from God. Any sin will cause separation from God. But if we submit ourselves to God, he will purify our heart and redirect our passions towards a holy pursuit of him. And these things, God can do great things through our surrender. That's a good thing. You should write that down. God can do great things through our surrender. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5, it talks about, "And mortify therefore your members, which is unto this earth, fornication, uncleanness, evil, adultery." This verse, and I just hit the highlights, this verse calls believers to put down their deathly sins. When sin is complete, it brings forth death, and it will urge you to a more of a purifying life with Jesus, putting on the newness of Christ. The Bible tells us that all things are passed away, all things become new, the old things. Abandon gossip. Gossip will destroy a relationship and hinder spiritual growth. Anything that is of the flesh will hinder your spiritual growth, so you have to be careful with that. So as we live in Christ, we must embrace the cross. The Bible tells us to take up the cross and follow him. There are times we're going to have to put stuff on the cross, things on the cross. You may have to do it every day, but that's okay. You keep doing it, and as you grow in your relationship with Jesus, those things that you do on a regular basis that are not pleasing to God, you'll get victory over them. Stop feeding the flesh and start feeding the spirit. Great things are ahead for you. Hey, if you're not where you need to be today, all you have to do is say, "Father, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor." Man, if you prayed that prayer, I guarantee you, great things are ahead for you. And I want to encourage you today that God wants to do something big in you. But it's time to surrender some things. All of us are working on something. God is working on something in all of us. So as he does that work, I mean, he will see it to completion. And I'm telling you, it's just an exciting thing. Hey, I want to tell you something. Don't forget about tonight being Thursday, Winston-Salem, every Thursday, 7 o'clock, in partnership with the Church of the Living God. We encourage you to step into Pawtucket, North Carolina, where our third campus is. Worship tonight is New Salem. And then you can catch it online, or you can also watch it on Facebook or YouTube, but then you can also go in person and God will do big things while you're there. I promise. Well, want to tell you about something else. I also wrote a book. It's on Amazon. It's a children's book, but it also applies to adults as well. Frankie the Honeybee seeks help from God to fulfill his mission of spreading sweetness to a bitter world. The problem was Frankie couldn't fly. So with help from God and his guardian angel Ace, he was able to learn to fly because he had unwavering faith in God, knowing that he was going to help him. So you can get your copy today on Amazon, and get you a copy for your friend as well. And I guarantee you, it'll be a blessing. We appreciate all the ones that give to this ministry, and you can do it three different ways. You can text the word PULSE, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. Go to the Pulse Church and give through PayPal on our website. Check it out while you're there. Or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.